Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Well, here we are. We have reached episode 365, a full year of episodes. Of course, we've covered quite a bit more than a year's worth of news, but still a worthy milestone. I want to give a heartfelt thank you to everyone who's been with us in this journey, particularly those who have helped grow the podcast and Humanity First audience and advanced our causes, as well as all of our fantastic patrons, Peter, Shay, Nathan, Charles, Lara, Catherine, Scott, Richard, Mario, Micah, Joe, Tim, Wes, DW, Bryson, Maggie, Ira, Adam, and Suganda. When this podcast first aired, Andrew Yang was an unlikely candidate for president, and UBI was considered an unrealistic dream. Today, Yang is set to become mayor of a city so large it eclipses the GDP of most nations. UBI is supported by two-thirds of Americans and dozens of congresspeople. Multiple bills for it have been introduced in the House. Unconditional cash has become a leading method of relief, and the child tax credit has been reformed into a near UBI for parents. Even Republicans are beginning to put forth basic income bills, and we are one step away from ensuring a UBI if we can only make the checks recurring. That is just a few of the highlights of the difference we have all made together and will continue to make. I appreciate the contribution of each and every one of you to a brighter future for us all. Thank you. Let's get to the news. The first thing Biden talked about in his address to Congress yesterday after vaccine rollout was praising the relief checks and highlighting stories of how they helped Americans. As Humanity Forward put it, there's a reason the president chose to highlight cash relief as the first successful policy in his speech after vaccinations. It's popular, it's bipartisan, and in his words, it's making a world of difference. And after that, Biden moved on to praising the child allowance and the projection of it cutting child poverty in half. That the president of the United States is now putting unconditional cash aid forth as his proudest accomplishments is a huge indicator of the progress we have made in such a short time. He eventually went on to call on Congress to extend the child allowance through at least 2025. Biden also announced the Families Plan will remove a remarkable welfare condition from the 90s, which makes those convicted of drug felonies ineligible for food assistance, like SNAP. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that maybe it's not appropriate to starve people, like, for any reason. It so happens that Biden himself voted to enact this ban back in the day. Yikes. It's a good thing he's grown since then. Unsurprisingly, a study examining the ban's effects on crime before and after application of it in Florida found that the removal of food assistance increased recidivism, meaning the ban accomplishes the exact opposite of the effect desired. There is nothing good that comes from depriving people of basic resources. It's unclear yet if this item can pass reconciliation. What was not mentioned was further relief checks, much less recurring checks, so that is where our work remains. We have dozens of senators supporting monthly checks. We need to keep pushing until it's at the tip of Biden and everyone's tongue as a top priority. Friend of the gang and UBI advocate Tim Ryan has announced he is running to flip a seat in the U.S. Senate blue. That could be the difference in winning recurring checks and thus UBI. Let's see this man to his seat, gang. The New York Times put out a sort of tragically amusing video exposing people around the world to some facts about the U.S. healthcare system, and it's worth a watch. I learned that hospitals can charge mothers specifically for holding their own baby. Fun. I think watching people with universal healthcare try to figure out what all the terms in American insurance plans meant was my favorite. But most of it is just tragically stupid. We pay higher prices than the rest of the world for worse outcomes because we have no public option plan to set a standard. The costs and complexities deter people from seeking treatment, which worsens both prices and health further when the problems that could have been fixed early grow more severe. Healthcare tied to employment makes people afraid to leave their job, hurting the economy and quality of life. Nothing good comes from treating health as a luxury. How do we even have a public option for education but not for health? It's absurd on the face of it. We need a simple public option that covers all but cosmetics with guaranteed access. Money cannot be a barrier to a well-functioning body. Yang Gang creator Zach Fisher found a mayoral candidate in Seattle running on UBI. Ironically, his first name is Andrew and his last name is Houston. So an Andrew running on UBI and a Houston running in Seattle. I can't guarantee it's not a joke, but I'll trust. They talk about a lot of things, including a UBI pilot in Seattle. Check it out in the links. The other Andrew picked up another endorsement, this time from a coalition of more than 10,000 Hasidic Jewish voters. Yang presented some of his key housing policy yesterday, a $4 billion plan for 250,000 units of affordable housing over the next 8 years across all five boroughs. As with others, it did not include all of the relevant policies, which I find a bit irksome. Neither was a comprehensive policy page provided. Bit disappointed with the organizational skills of his campaign this time around. The previous one did a better job in this aspect. Evelyn shared a college photo of Andrew looking super fly, and it is absolutely dynamite. He's got an earring, super stylized hair, and four layers of clothing, two of which are barely clinging to his shoulder. It's hilarious. Trust me, you want to check out the link below. And finally, a big shout out to our own Yang Gang organizer, Mia Dunford, who was honored by the official Zoom team for her digital artwork, one of a dog and one of a sunset. The sunset, I have to say, is one of the most beautiful works I have ever seen. Check it out at the link below. Congratulations, Mia, an honor well deserved. Looks like you have multiple callings. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share Biden's address highlights, the drug felon ban study, Yang's housing policies, and of course, his college pick and Mia's art. Give Tim Ryan your support and check out Andrew Houston. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.